Shalom aleichem, everybody. Tonight's Sichas Musar is based on a shmooze that was given by Rav Usher Zelig Rubinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whom I was not zoicha to meet, but due to modern technology, Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha to learn from. First things first, it's difficult and a little bit awkward to give a Sichas Musar to people that you don't know. So in the spirit of Rav Chaim, and his Shabbos Shuva drasha, I used to say, Chaim is speaking to Chaim, and everybody else is just listening. That's a little challenging because my name is not Chaim, but we'll do the best that we can. I was on my way to shul one Shabbos morning, and I encountered a young couple that was walking in the opposite direction. I assumed they were walking to some shul that was that way. So I asked them what shul they're going to, and they said to me, "Actually, Rabbi, we're just going for a walk. If we make it to shul, it's going to be on what they call Hasidish time." So what do you do when that happens? See, I looked it up in the official social rules book, and it said over there you're supposed to laugh. And I said to myself, I wonder if laughing is the right thing for me, the right thing for them, the right thing for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's likely that none of us, more than likely, that none of us will ever be in the situation of kanoim poigin boy. To be a kanoi in that way isn't going to happen. It happened once in the history of the world for good reason. Nonetheless, the Torah, by telling us about Pinchas, is telling us that there's a value to kanos. And the question is, what's the appropriate place, the appropriate manner, the appropriate application of kanos? When are we supposed to be a zealot? When are we supposed to be a kanoi? How does all that work? So we'll at least start. Obviously, the particular halachas of kanoi and poigin boy is unique to boy laramis, but the mida, the outlook, the behavior. So I'm going to separate my comments into four halachim. The first halach is called Chiyuv Lios Kanoi. And it goes like this. The pasuk says about Pinchas, "V'leichilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi," that I didn't annihilate b'nei Yisrael because of his kina for me. So Pinchas saved b'nei Yisrael. And there are two points being made in just a couple of words. Number one, that he saved them from annihilation. He saved, they would have died. Klal Yisrael would have been annihilated. But he saved them. And how did he save them? With his kina, with his zealotry for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So question number one is, why was Klal Yisrael chayav klaya? What did they do? Here you have the Nasi of Shevet Shemun, he's certainly doing something wrong. But what did Klal Yisrael do wrong? So Rav Asher Zelig said, that's what the Medrash Tanchuma means, Parshas Mishpatim, when it's talking about Teichacha, and it says, that if a person has an opportunity to give some sort of Teichacha, or at least to be Moiche, to protest in one way or another, so then if he doesn't, Nitbas v'oise avoy. Apparently, Chazal are telling us that when a person has an opportunity to be moicha, and moicha pashtus means that he's able to do something about it. It's not just a mecha that a person says, I don't agree and that's it. But that the person has an opportunity to really stop, to change the person. And a person doesn't, so then he's chayiv on some level for that Aveira. So Klal Yisrael are held responsible for the Aveira of Zimri. Because they could have been Moicha, they weren't Moicha. They could have had an impact. So the rule would seem to be a little bit of a scary thing, because we encounter all kinds of bad things all the time. And Chazal are telling us that if we're not Moicha, we bear a responsibility for it. So that's the site of Kanos, is that how could you stand around and let things happen when it's a threat, when it's a threat to you, when it's a threat to me? I have to do something. But sometimes one cannot and should not be moicha. How do I know that? So Chazal say, Yevamis samachei amid beis, Amar Rabbi Yiloh, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Kishem sha mitzvah al adam loy mar davar hanishma, kach mitzvah al adam shaloy loy mar davar she'einoy nishma. There's a mitzvah not to say something. You should say something, but there's a mitzvah not to say something. The Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Abba Omer Chayva. He says, not just mitzvah, it's a chayva not to say something. Al toichach leitz, v'nisna'eka. You're not allowed to be morchiach the leitz. So we have a principle that appears l'halach l'maise, mutav shu shoygigin, al yu mezidin, that if we're in a situation where we know about a person, and if we say something, and the avera that he's doing is not mafurish v'kra. It's not mafurish v'kra. So then, mutav shu shoygig, it's better that the person remain a shoygig, and we should not be making him into a mazid. You could have situations, we've probably all seen situations like that. We have a person, Rahman al-Tzlan, that's a mumar l'tayavon. There's something that he just wants to do. He has a taiva. And if we say something, so he's going to do it anyway, and it'll become a mumar l'hachis. So sometimes we can't say something. We can't be moicha, at least not in a confrontational way. However, Rav Asher Zelig said that he knew Gedolim himself that were like this. Sometimes he'd be in a situation where they'd see something happen on Shabbos, and while they didn't say or do anything, but to themselves they gave a kress, and they said, "Oy, Shabbos." They were moicha to themselves, they were moicha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they were moicha to the Kedusha Shabbos. So that's also a type of being moicha. But number one, chelek aleph, is that we need to avoid being nitpas v'isay avoy. When we can do something about it, we're mechuyev to do something about it. And sometimes we can't do anything about it, and we shouldn't do anything about it. So we have to know every situation. But at the very least, we have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves that we're not pro. Oy, shabs. Chelek beis. This is an interesting thing. Kanoim, a real kanoi can save Klal Yisrael. Apparently, it's a kanoi that saves Klal Yisrael. Everybody wants to know why Pinchas is referred to as Ben Elazar Ben Aaron. The Torah doesn't always give you the grandfather. It'll just say, Plainim and Plain. Pinchas Ben Elazar Ben Aaron Akain. So Rashi on the Sfat says, the Shvatim were being mevaze Pinchas. This guy, his ancestors, they did avoid a zara. Bahar Gnosi, shave it me Yisrael. The fichach b'akas of yichsacher Aaron says you should know his yichus goes to Aaron. So first of all, Rashi says Shvatim or Mavazim. How many people are Shvatim? Sounds like a lot of people know. You know, sometimes it says like the Leitzanei Ador, it says the Rishei Ador. There it's Shvatim. Shvatim sounds like it was Klal Yisrael. That the masses of Klal Yisrael were being Mavazim, the one that saved their lives. They didn't know. They didn't appreciate that he saved their lives, but he did. And they were mevazeh him. Pinchas was a hero. But in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, he was a villain. The one who saved their lives. They were mevazeh him. What's fascinating about this is that you see from here what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know is that sometimes you can have a person that in the eyes of the masses is a villain. But if you ask the Gedolim, if you want to know the Emes, but Emes, he's a hero. People don't always like MS. MS isn't always popular. Real unadulterated MS. And sometimes a person who the masses think is a villain can really be a hero. Consider Mordechai. The Vilna Gaon writes, "V'itaktaka gedayla umara," that when Haman came out with his final solution, so Mordechai gave a great cry, but it also had a bitter tinge to it. Mara, why was it bitter? Says the Gaon, because he knew that it was his fault. But at the same time, that wasn't just a negative. It turned into a tremendous positive for Klal Yisrael. So in Klal Yisrael's eyes, Mordechai caused the whole thing. But at the same time, Mordechai is the hero of Purim. So the Torah testifies, V'lechi lisius b'nei Yisrael b'kinasi, that they didn't know that their lives were in grave danger. They didn't know, but it was a fact. So Kanoim can save Klal Yisrael with emes. It's not the wishy-washy people that save Klal Yisrael. It's the Kanoim. Chelek Gimel. Maybe you don't believe me, but we'll see. Maybe what Rashi means himself is that even Aharon would have done the same thing. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. It's Reb Tzadik, Pritzadik, the Parsha, asks the same question as Rashi, why miaches him to Aharon? Because even this maise was done through the same midos, as Aaron. The pasuk is testifying to that. And I have to share with you an unbelievable thing. What's the depth of this idea? So, on the surface, it's because Aaron was Ayiv Shalom, Radev Shalom. This is the opposite of Radev Shalom. This is violence, killing. So what does it mean that it was the same midah? It's not the same midah. Rabbi Shazali said the rule is la'olam. La'olam means this is the mahalach. La'olam. Yasa yadam materva mitzvah tafila shalai lishma. Shemitach shalai lishma ba lishma. So we have a rule la'olam. We do terva mitzvah shalai lishma. There's one exception. Being a kanoi. There's no such thing as being a kanoi shalai lishma. A maise of kanos is defined as being lishma. V'shaloi lishma, and he's not a kanoi. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not a kanoi. So the Shvatim, they said, ben puti zeh, he's doing this because he comes from Goyim. Achar b'chatichye. It's not coming from Aaron. And that's what the Torah is testifying. It's coming from Aaron. Because it's coming from his lishma. It's coming from his desire that there should be shalom between people, between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his people. That's the midah that's the same. It expressed itself in this way. But in its essence, it's a maisa that was purely lishma. It has to be lishma. And Aaron HaKohen would have done the same thing. We'll come back to that in a minute. It's important to realize that not all kanos that we see and encounter is real kanos. Because sometimes, I don't know if you're aware of this, sometimes people just like to be violent and break things. Sometimes people like to steal things. Sometimes people want a new phone or new shoes. That's not called kanos. They just like to be destructive. They like to protest. But that's also why kanos b'maisa is tremendously challenging. Because when we speak about being a kanoi, how are we supposed to be a kanoi? The only place you find the halacha is kanoi poigin by boil our arms. But what type of maisa is a real maisa of kanos to burn garbage cans, to throw rocks at cars? Where do you find? There's no head there to break people's property as a kanoi to make a macha. Like what? So, there are many gedolim that were kanoim, but they were kanoim, you could say, in machshava. They weren't kanoim in maisim, but they were kanoim in their machshava, in their hadracha, in the way that they viewed emes and weren't willing to budge on emes. That's what it means, especially for us, to be a kanoi. Pinchas was a kanoi, but maisim. But others, and what we're supposed to be, are kanoim b'hashkafa. can't be a kanoi when there's any personal motivation. In fact, I saw quoted in the name of the Sfas Emes suggesting that Moshe Rabbeinu left this up to Pinchas to do because Moshe Rabbeinu got insulted. Remember what they said to him? Well, you got that shiksa. Well, it gives you the right to marry her. So if Moshe Rabbeinu would have carried out the halacha kanoim poigin boy, so maybe there would have been a shemetz there that he's getting him back. And he wouldn't be a kanoi, be aser, be retzicha. To be a kanoi has to be purely lishma. So Rav Asher said, I got a steer with Aaron. We all know that the way that Aaron Kohen made shalom was with Ava, was with shalom. Didn't do anything that was at all violent. But Pinchas, how could it be? How could it be it's the same midah? So I don't know, you have to tell me what you think about this chiddush. But Rav Asher Zalik said that there's a difference between b'shas maiseh and shaloi b'shas maiseh. That Aaron HaKohen is dealing with people shaloi b'shas maiseh. But how do you make shalom ben avinu shabashamayim and an avarian b'shas maiseh? So that's what he claimed. That b'shas maiseh, you have to be a Pinchas. To be that type of kanoi. Shaloi b'shas maiseh, you can deal with people in different ways. So what have we said so far? And in terms of our maiseh kanos, who knows if we can even find a maiseh that's legit. Even if we do, it's hard to find a person that could be a kanoi. No agenda, no ulterior mode, nothing. Purely lishma. And it may be even limited to shas maiseh. So what we need to do is we need to make a macha to ourselves, in our minds, in our hearts, to be kanoi b'machshav. The last chelek, what I wanted to share with you is what I think is the kanos that's required of the next generation. The kanos that's required of us, but more fundamentally, the kanos that's required of you. Mishnah, the end of Saita, says, Be'ikvas Mashicha Chutzpah Yaske. The Akevois of the Mashiach. The end of history, there's going to be lots of chutzpah. And there's a brisa, Sanhedrin said, Zayin Amud Aleph, Tani Rabbi Nechemiah Oimer Dorsha Ben David Bavoi, generation in which David HaMelech is coming, Mashiach is coming, Ha'ozus Tirbe. Chutzpah, Ozus, they go together. Ozus Tirbe. Generally, I think, this Gemara and the Mishnah are interpreted negatively. And that's how we make fun of our children. It's not your fault. It's just those days and everyone's a big machutzah. But I think there's a very important positive, not spin, but an important positive element to it, which is that if in the ikfas of the Mashiach or chutzpah yaske, it's because we need that chutzpah. We all know that midos in themselves are neutral. Good or bad all depends on expression. We're supposed to have azus. It's not a negative midah. It can only be negative if it's expressed negatively. So if we're told that in the Dorsh of Ben David Bavoi, chutzpah yaske is because we need chutzpah. Because there's going to be a door that's going to be a big challenge. And we need to use the chutzpah to stand up to the door. In the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, we all know the Ramah says that if we have the right perspective of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, Lo Yisvayesh Mipnei Bnei Adam, Amal Igim Alav Bavoyras Hashem Yisborach. Shivisi Hashem allows us to not feel embarrassed or humiliated in front of people that make fun of us. And our Bavoyras Hashem. And if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim on the spot seems to put the brakes on it. He says, you should know the Beis Yosef said, Azus is a terrible thing. When people are making fun of you, you should just ignore them. Don't get involved with them. Azus is a terrible thing. And then he says, V'ayin meber halach. He doesn't say V'tzarech yun, yeah? He says, Ayin, that's an instruction. Ayin, meber halach. And then Beralach, he writes that when someone bothers you on a personal level, so then Beis Yosef's talking about that. But the Beis Yosef is not talking about people that are trying to take people, Rachmana Litzlan, off the Derech Hashem. That when there's something going on that's taking people away from Hashem, Ya'aviru esa'am mirotzen Hashem, Hazelei dibra b'yisayisei f'ma'uma. That's not what he's talking about. That's when we need our chutzpah. That's when we need our azus. It's a quality that we need. I don't know if you noticed, but woe is to the person, Bisman Hazeh, who disagrees with whatever the popular position of the mainstream media is. And if a person posts something on social media, I don't know, should we allow to mention like Facebook and all these kinds of, if a person says something in social media, prepare to be verbally assaulted. More often than not, there's no conversation, there's no dialogue. When one person posts one thing, someone else just attacks. So, current events. The issue itself of bias against blacks, notwithstanding, I don't want to get involved with the issue per se. What I want to point out is the koach of the media. The koach of how far it can go. So consider what's been going on. Anything that's remotely possible to be construed as anti-black has become forbidden. And there's some, what I would call absurdities. Goodbye, Aunt Jemima. So long, Uncle Ben. Gator bait may no longer be cheered at the University of Florida sporting events. Now, all of this is despite the fact that the children and grandchildren of the actual Aunt Jemima. Does anyone here like to eat Aunt Jemima, like pancakes or syrup? Like, you know, okay, good. So, you know, you don't want to say goodbye to Aunt Jemima because she makes really good pancakes and the syrup's really good. But no, it can't be Aunt Jemima. It can't be Uncle Ben and Gator Bait. That's their cheer because apparently they discovered that it could be construed as very negative. Maybe it can. But Lamaisa, the grandchildren of Aunt Jemima don't want their grandmother's life to be erased from history. They're upset about it. Lamaisa, they're upset about it. And there was a black man who coined the cheer Gator Bait. And he's mad. He wants his cheer to be part of the school tradition. But none of that matters because it could possibly be construed that way. And once something can possibly be construed, forget about it. I don't know if you've heard, but white actors can no longer voice black characters. Us. The black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, will reportedly be sung before all week one games in the NFL. And I'm going to quote Ted Cruz. How many national anthems do we have? Is there a Hispanic national anthem? An Asian American national anthem? This is a quote. This is asinine. We are one America. E pluribus unum, he wrote. But it doesn't matter. Because once something becomes what the agenda is, and again, the issue notwithstanding, the point is that the koyach of the media and the koyach of how it can take over the United States of America, the koyach of how you can have cartoons that can have characters in them that have values that are anti-Torah, but they'll just be in our homes because, well, that's what you play for children. The koyach of the media is so strong, and woe is to the person that stands up and says, what do you mean? All lives matter, even if you're the... Maybe especially if you're the vice president of the United States. The point is that it's becoming kimara sakana to disagree with the view that's popular with the masses. Chutzpah, a certain kanos, is going to be more and more and more necessary to be a good yid in many, many different areas. So the Maise, we can't be kanoim b'maise. But kanos b'machshava we have to be. We have to be shark, and we have to be confident in what the Torah says. We have to be aware that we live in the time of Ikhsa de Mashiach. We live in a generation, chutz v'yaske. Azus terba. And that's because it's a mitzvah that we need. Because it's a mitzvah that's necessary. Shal b'zeicha, in the door, Shem and David, bavoy, to have the necessary azus, only in a positive way. And we should welcome the Goyel Tzedek as loyal soldiers. Meir v'meinu. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rebbe.